Hey guys, welcome back to the Tipsy Ghosts. We're your tipsy hosts, Sarah, Sarah, and Lindsay.
Hey guys.
Hello.
Hello. I had parent-teacher conferences today.
Oh.
And I have a funny story to tell you.
Okay.
That I think you guys will appreciate. I've been saving this for you.
Ready.
Ryan Goldenchild.
Yes.
Nothing. It was literally the quickest conference I've ever had. Less than 5 minutes. They were like, we have nothing to say. Beckett's was a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm. As expected, yeah.
But, you know, they still love him. Everything's fine. But there's a funny story because his writing is not his favorite thing ever. Okay. And he wrote a story recently, though, that sparked his interest. It was about the human body.
Boy after my own heart.
That's why I thought you'd like this story.
Oh, gosh. I'm nervous.
He got to the part, apparently, where he was writing about the small intestine.
No.
For those listening, he's 9. Like, this is incredibly weird for him
to be
writing this story. But he is fascinated. So he wrote about the small intestine. And his teacher suggested, well, why don't you, like, define the small intestine for your readers? And he said, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to have a glossary at the end.
That is very fortuitive of him.
And so his teacher was like, well, it might be kind of nice to your readers. And he was like, nope, still not going to do it. And so his teacher said he turned in the paper, and in it he wrote an author's note, like literally wrote author's note.
Aww.
No, the author's note said, my mom's a nurse, so I know what I'm talking about.
Perfect.
But did he dedicate the book to you? He needs to dedicate it to you.
You know, I don't think so, but I'm going to ask him to go back and just scribe that in real quick.
Definitely.
I thought that was hilarious.
I'm glad you're passing on all of your information to him. I feel like you know a lot that 9-year-olds shouldn't know.
I want to know how he described the small intestine.
You know, it's in a glossary.
Okay.
I'll let you know.
Will you please bring it to me?
I will. Okay. As soon as I get a copy of The Human Body by Beckett, mm-hmm. I will bring it over.
It's going to be like when we read The Call by Sarah Boydston.
Yes, he's an extension
exactly
of me.
Exactly like that. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. He's much smarter than I was, though, in third grade. I think the only smart thing I remember doing, and I got, like, I don't know, made fun of, I think, for this, was a science experiment when I had a hairbrush, and I thought it was, like, brilliant to put a dryer sheet over the top of it so that your hair doesn't get staticky. That was my science experiment. That's the extent of my knowledge.
People do that.
Now they do. I was made fun of in that day.
You were ahead of your time.
I was.
I just remember putting
of your time.
Damn it.
I just remember putting lotion, like, on my hands to help with the static.
My hair was too oily. I couldn't
turn into a grease ball.
Well, no, like, very little lotion. You don't put a ton. You put lotion on your hands, you rub it in, and then
I like it. Okay, well, what are we talking about tonight?
We are talking about our most recent haunted investigation. We did
we loved it so much, we went back for a second time.
We had seconds at McIntyre Villa.
Okay.
Yes, there it is.
So we went to the 89. I was going to say 99. I knew that was wrong. We went to the 18.
I made that mistake.
Yes.
We went to the 1889 McIntyre Villa, which is in Atchison, Kansas. We have been there before. If you guys want to listen, it's episode 25. We did
this. You should listen. If you haven't listened to that that one, you need to listen to that first because it gets you the history.
Yes. Yeah.
And some of our really good, still to this day, some of our favorite evidence we got from McIntyre the round one.
That's true.
Yes.
So definitely go and listen.
We went there last summer and it was blazing hot.
Sure was.
And very, very sweaty to the point that we couldn't even go in the attic. So we knew we wanted to come back just for that reason. So we could go in the attic.
Right.
And also when we went there, because it was so hot, they had the portable air conditioning units and it was really hard to gather EVPs and stuff when you have air conditioning units going nonstop.
I may or may not have been possessed. Jury's still out.
We're going to get to that. Yes. The basement.
What episode was it again?
It is episode 25.
Okay.
So just real quick history on the McIntyre Villa. Like I said, it was built in 1889 in Atchison, Kansas by John McIntyre.
Oh my gosh.
McIntyre.
Makes sense.
So there's a couple deaths recorded there. His wife died there. There was a tragic death with a suicide that happened there with Charles. And we're going to talk about him a little bit more when we get to the room where that happened. It was a rooming house for a little bit. Now it is privately owned. It's been kind of rehabilitated. So now you can go see it during the daytime. You can also go investigate it and do like a private investigation overnight, which is what we did. Super fun. Lots of history there and also lots of reported hauntings there. So we're going to kind of go over a lot of this.
Yeah, I want to add in that they recently started doing self-guided tours too. Oh, so do? You can contact them to do that yourself. And we got to go on a really special night, if you will. Mm-hmm. Do you want to tell them about that?
Yeah, we went on the eve or the night of.
Yeah, TBD. We're not sure.
We got, I think it's different answers.
We were there.
For Goldie's birthday. And Goldie is a lady who lived there. And she was reclusive. She always wore black. She sat in her rocking chair and stared out the window, which across the street used to be a school. Mm-hmm. And the kids would all make fun of her. And it was her birthday.
Yes,
it
was her birthday. We were there on her birthday. And one of the reported hauntings is that her rocking chair will move on its own.
Yeah.
So we went back, which means we're not going to tell you all the history again.
Right.
We delved in pretty deep, and we're not going to do that. We actually took the time to sit down with Stephanie, the owner, and just ask her just a few questions, get kind of her take on things.
But she is the bomb. We love her.
She's excellent.
She's an honorary member. Favorites. Yes.
We do love her. She's super fun, super social. If you guys have not met her yet, when you do, you will totally understand what we're talking about.
And she has so much evidence that she loves to share it. She will go over everything with you.
Yeah. So we just started out. I made this pretty well known. My dream is to own a haunted house, not a haunted attraction, a haunted location with real paranormal stuff.
I feel and like we tell everybody that every place we go. I we're know. Like, how did you get this place?
I'm serious. And I've been in my head been thinking, like, how can I invest and make this happen? Like, if the opportunity comes up, how can I jump on this really quickly? I'm serious.
I appreciate that.
That's why I send you guys all those links about all these haunted houses that get for sale.
$3 million.
Listen, I'm not saying it's feasible.
In like Rhode Island. I think it was the Conjuring House.
God the Conjuring it. House was one, and then where Freddy was filmed.
Okay, still. A little out of my price range.
I know. It's a little out of my price range, but you too. Know.
With this in mind, my first question was, how does one come to acquire or even find out about haunted locations to buy?
Is it like Zillow?
Fun fact about Zillow is, because I've tried, you can't type in haunted or paranormal.
There's no filter for that.
There Zillow, is get not. On it. And so this is what she had to say.
I stayed at a different location and nothing happened. So I went back 2 weeks later because I wanted something to happen. And somebody recognized and said, you know, there's a house for sale and it's haunted. And that was how... That was it. I mean, nothing. I wasn't looking for anything because I don't think, I'm not sure though, but if people say this house is haunted, I mean, here it was already documented as being haunted. And the owners passed away in what is my room back there. And their 4 kids inherited the house and I bought it from them. But I just joked around. I mean, I'm not obsessed with anything, but this house, I just kept driving by. I live in Lawrence, so it's like not the shortest drive. So I just drive by, like, there's something about this house. And then I went on a cruise with my brother and his wife. And I was like, look at this house. Look at this house. And it's so weird. So then I joked with my mom. I called her up and I said, hey, want to co-sign on the house? And she's like, I don't know. And then she called my dad because they're divorced. And she called me up 5 minutes later. She goes, your dad will do it. And I go, what? And I was kidding. But so he co-signed. Yeah. So that's how I came. I mean, by luck. I mean, I always thought. I always said, like, if something's haunted, I'm like, I would be so good at this. I don't know why I thought that. But it's fun. It's like, it's a lot of fun.
Okay. So after that, I got to ask her the burning question that I've had about the McIntyre Villa specifically. What is the most haunted room in the house?
Oh, good
because
one.
Because there's so many and we've been to most of them. We spent a lot of time in them. Mm-hmm. So I was super curious to see what she had to say because she obviously spends the most time. So this is what she had to say about that.
The bathrooms. The bathrooms. There are 4 bathrooms and only 3 that everyone has access to right now. I'm going to open up that room back there because it is uncomfortable. Well, that's why I left this room because it was uncomfortable. The library, because that was my room and I was like, people should investigate this. So I came down here and it is just as bad, if not worse. I don't know if it's worse, but it is uncomfortable in there. But the bathrooms, really? The bathrooms are the most uncomfortable. I mean, I think the most haunted. And the thing is, I can't prove it because I don't have bathrooms. I don't have cameras in the bathrooms.
Right.
This bathroom down here, something pulled my hair dryer off of the counter. I'm sorry. It was behind the toilet. First, it moved my, I had my straightener on the counter and it moved my cord. And I was like, did that just happen? So I put my phone on record and I sat it down. I go, okay, I'm going to leave this room. If you just did that, can you do it again? I won't watch. And it did it 2 more times. And so then I'm like, okay, thank you. So then I put my hair dryer behind the toilet on that shelf or something. And as soon as I walked out of the bathroom, it fell off the counter or the shelf. And so I was like, that's weird. So there's a camera in there. I got on the camera and you can see it tug. It lifted up and tugged it. And then it knocked it down.
And then I was just curious because there's several spirits there, whether they're, you know, kind of just coming and going or whether they're sitting with the house.
Yeah.
Don't know a better way to say that. I wanted to know, do you have a favorite spirit? And this is what she had to say.
Nope. Participation trophy. I like – somebody else asked me that before, and I was like, I don't – it's hard to say – because I'm not trying to sound rude. Okay, so my dad, he used to tell me, go in there and make friends with them. And I'm like, Dad, I don't make friends with them in real life. I don't think I can do it with a ghost. But I do come in, and I do say, hi, how was your evening? Hope you liked – did you like the group? I'm not going to wait for a response, but I do ask that. So I don't know who's here. I think I just like the responses. I just like to know that something's here, but I don't know who they are. I mean, I have to say my least favorite is the baby crying and the little girl voice because I think that it's really not a girl. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I think that. Probably because people have told me that kids can – or they can pretend to be kids. I don't know, but that I don't like. I mean, I like to hear it. I just, it's uncomfortable.
So my next question I had to ask was, what's the scariest thing that has happened to you here in the house? And she spends a lot of time there. So yeah. Tell me what it is. So this is what she told us.
I don't think it's as, like, where I saw or felt or smelled anything. It was, I was saying this the other day. It's kind of like a little brother going, I'm not touching you. But it's, that's what it feels like. Just they're in my personal space and they won't stop. There was a time I drove from Lawrence and I came in the back door. I went up the back staircase because I was going to paint the kids' room. Up the back staircase, down the hall, down the main staircase, and I left. I mean, it was that uncomfortable. Wow. The most scared I have been is I was doing the mantles. It was at Christmas time and I could hear some moving around upstairs. And to me, it's like there's a person. And somebody had said once, well, if they can open a drawer, they can throw a knife. So if they're moving furniture around, because you hear furniture being dragged across the floor, or the drawers and cupboards have opened, that like, okay, that could be a human. So I went upstairs and I could see just like shadows and it was freaking me out. So I called my son and I go, don't talk. I'm just going to keep talking, but I just need you on the phone. I have to get something done, but I have to go up to the attic real quick. So that was one time it scared me. And then another time I was leaving my room and as soon as I sat on the toilet, you hear in the bedroom. And you have to go through the bedroom to get out, I mean, from the bathroom. So I was like, I called a friend and I said, talk to me, something in the bedroom. And she goes, is it a raccoon? Oh, my God. So then I left the bathroom and I left the room and I stood here and it's pitch black. And I have my phone, because I'm talking to her, on speaker. And my flashlight's on. And I was like, oh, crap, there's shadows. Oh, shit, it's me. I was like, oh, it's me. Okay, it's me. So I turned off my... No, I stood still and it kept moving. And I'm like, nope, not me. Gotta go. So that was, it's not the screaming on my recorders because I've gotten lots of screaming. Mm-hmm. It's not when they called me a stupid dumb bitch. It's not really the footsteps. I think they're kind of cool. It's the little voices where you can't hear what they're saying, but they're just going about their business or they're just like in my space. Mm-hmm.
And then finally, to end our quick little interview with the bang, I said, is there anything that you haven't experienced that you would just love to experience? Which I feel like is a question for any paranormal investigator.
Yeah, we all have our list.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so this is hers.
I don't think so. I think I would just like more of what they're doing. I will say if they would just... Where people don't have to like, hey, can you check the camera? Like other people can hear the stuff too. Sometimes I just feel like it's when I tell people the stories of, you know, like this happened or this happened. And I know people try and debunk. I'm good with that. But if it would be not more interactive, just more like, and so subtle. It's so subtle, like more, oh, look, I just moved this. Like yeah. That kind of thing. You know, it's very subtle to where you're just second guessing everything and like just kind of want like, give me something. But they have been giving me something. You know, they've been giving me stuff.
I'm so glad we got to sit down with Stephanie. It was a great time. We got to find out a lot more, like, more intimate details about the house, if
specifically,
you will.
They don't like Ludacris.
They do not like Ludacris, which is sad for us.
Why did I not play Ludacris while I was there?
We had a missed opportunity. We're going to have to go back a third time.
Dang it. Know that. You know what? That's okay. I'm totally fine. It's Luba.
It's Luba.
If you don't recall from one of our previous episodes,
like one of our Luba. Very first episodes, yeah.
Luba. She also brought up an interesting point. She doesn't think that they like her that much. She thinks they like her husband, and they're more reactive whenever she changes things around the house, whether it be changing the mantles
decorating.
Or painting paint colors. And so she had somebody tell her once that it's because they don't appreciate the fact that a woman owns the house, which with the time period, it totally makes sense.
Yeah,
unfortunately it does. Mm-hmm. But she's an excellent owner, and she takes really good care of that.
She takes
villa.
Excellent care of it.
We went during spooky season, and oh my goodness, she had it decorated so adorably for Halloween.
Yes. Yeah. She just has excellent taste when it comes to that.
Minus the period pieces. That is how I would love to decorate my house. Just
all
with
the skeletons,
everywhere.
Oh, same.
The creepy dolls with the bashed in faces.
Yeah, I don't. Maybe
please don't
not
do
as...
that in your house. I won't be able to come over to your house.
The doll. Oh well.
I
the
don't
dolls,
get.
I think I understand the dolls because
they
because
add
of the rooms.
Ambience, yes.
But
I just don't like dolls.
Here's the thing. This is just why we need to own our own spooky house, and we can decorate it the way that we want to. Which a little word of advice that we received. Although the villa is super fun for her, it's a lot of upkeep. I mean, as you can imagine, it's got running water, it's got heat, and they have AC units.
It's over 100 years old.
Yeah, of course. And it's beautiful. It gets a lot of attention. Yeah. And she did say if she ever owned something else, it would be like just an unfinished property as is. And maybe that's the way to go if we ever get something. Although decorating could be super fun.
Right.
Maybe you could decorate half and leave the other half unfinished. I don't know.
Every haunted location needs a home base with heat and AC.
There you go.
We
you
have
need
discovered this.
Spot.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And a and a bathroom is really
functional
nice.
Functional bathroom is key.
Yeah. And if you're going to have like overnight people, like all night, then
you've got to have a bathroom.
Got to have options there
you
for
you can't
them to
be
stay.
Like at one of our first locations running to the gas station every hour.
Which, by the way, I've heard that they have a functioning bathroom now.
Yes.
And we can go back.
We need to go back.
It's
just
the
because they
engine.
Have a functioning bathroom now.
We got to go there. So anyhow, let's talk about what we experienced that night. Okay. Where should we start?
You want to start up or you want to start down?
Okay, started from the bottom.
Okay.
Started from the bottom. Now we're here.
Yes.
So obviously. The bottom is the basement.
The bottom, aka basement, aka this is where Boydston got possessed on our last investigation.
So brief overview of the layout. You have a basement that's unfinished. Then you have the first floor. Then you have the second floor. Then you have the attic.
Correct.
Okay. Basement is unfinished. It's very set, like, separated into little rooms.
Sectioned, yeah.
Sectioned, there. And they thought this was because there used to be illegal abortions done down in this area of the house.
Maybe. And some of the floors are dirt.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Concrete walls.
Some of them are original brick.
Yeah, I was going to say brick or stone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what happened last time you were here?
Hell if I know. I mean, I really don't know. I usually am the one that like wants to stay up and stay in the thick of it and get all the experiences and all the evidence. But I hit one of the rooms in the basement and I just turned off,
you
I guess.
Froze. I've never seen you act like that before.
I stopped talking. I stopped interacting. I just stood there and didn't move for probably the 20, 30 minutes you guys were doing your investigation.
Well, you can hear us going, are you okay? Like, why aren't you saying anything? This is weird. You're not normally tired, ready to go to bed. Like, you were just not yourself.
In fact, I didn't sleep a minute that night.
No,
so
I know exactly how that feels from a different location. So I'm sorry that you had to go through it there.
So I don't know what happened, but we didn't spend a terribly long time in the basement, but we did do a little bit of investigating.
We did. We did part of our TikTok live down there, actually, which was my audio that I got to listen to down there.
Okay.
I want to add into that they had a working furnace. She gave us the option to use like heaters in the room or to use the heater, the furnace in the basement. We went ahead and used the furnace because it was a little chilly that night. See, what I'm saying is you can hear it go on and off pretty yes. pretty loudly throughout the night. Clicking
and stuff like that.
Yeah. And we can recognize that in the audio, what was coming from the actual furnace itself.
Even if it was loud, though, it has like distinctive noises. Exactly. And so we know if we hear something not furnace.
Right.
And so any evidence that we lay out will be not the furnace.
Right. And I listened to, I know we're going to get to it. I listened to the overnight of, yes. we both did, and it was 6 hours of audio.
Yes.
So Sarah and I are very good at yeah. telling what is not the furnace after listening That's to right. 6 hours of it clicking on and off.
That's right. Yep. You can figure it out real quick. You're like, oh, oh there it is.
There's the furnace.
It's not just one. It's like repeated clicking over and over and over. And it's fairly spooky, to be honest. Okay, so I got some gems down there through the recordings, though. Perfect. Even though they may not be paranormal, I feel like I need to share them with you. At one point, Woidson says, "It's my motto is if you ignore them, they will respond."
That's very true.
Lindsay starts singing about the speculum going into the vagina.
What? I did?
Oh, yes. It was a full song.
Oh, my goodness. I don't remember that at all. Is that on TikTok Live? Oh, my
yes.
God.
Yes, because here's what happened. Gosh, I was showing people the doll.
We weren't even that drunk. It's just, I was not drunk. Were. No, neither of us.
I was showing people the doll, and Lindsay kept pointing out all of the gynecological tools yes. in this case.
Yes.
And I was like, yeah, I just kind of glossed over it. Like, I briefly showed it, and then I moved on. And somebody said something about
the speculum.
Yeah. And Lindsay just wouldn't let it go.
No. So again, in one of the smaller rooms, specifically the room with the furnace, there's a card table there. Mm-hmm. And Stephanie likes to go down there with her friends and invites other people to come down there and just play games. Like, just have fun, because as Boydston mentions, if you ignore them, they will come. There's also like a skeleton set up in the corner. It's got, I think, a plague mask on.
Yes, it does. We took a selfie with it.
In the corner, there is a a display of
mm-hmm. with the speculum.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's where Lindsay comes out and said that
it's like a china cabinet, but yeah, for your vagina.
It's a vagina.
A vagina cabinet.
I want to know what my song sounded like, because I don't remember this.
You know what? We'll insert that if you'd like.
Oh, gosh.
It's okay. Already on TikTok Live, so you may as well.
In the vagina. Hold it open.
I also chime in and say, well, technically it can go into any hole.
I do remember that.
Thank you for that contribution.
Let me rewind and say, we were not drunk at all.
This is just how we are.
This is just us.
I totally knew what I was saying. There's a lot of reverb noises, which are hard to say whether that is anything paranormal or maybe it was a recorder. Hard to mm-hmm. tell, but definitely different. And at one point, it sounds like somebody's breathing in the recorder. There's a lot of shuffling. It sounds like something is right in the room. And I think you heard that too. Maybe you called them footsteps, mm-hmm. and I was saying shuffling. Either way, sounds like something is in the room there.
I said like a dragging noise is what I could hear too.
Okay. Yeah, that's scary. A lot of loud banging noises.
While we were down there, we went down there, we did the TikTok Live and all that stuff, and then we went and explored other places. We came back down at the end of the night to set up night vision and recorders. While we were doing that, you two were doing that, and I was kind of taking pictures. I was looking into the room that has the card table, the furnace, all that, taking pictures of that room. And I turned around, and we were turning off the lights, too, while we were doing this. I turned around, and there was a shadow behind me.
This is the first time I'm hearing about this.
I purposely did not tell you, because I didn't think you guys would go to bed if I told you this right before bed.
How dare you shelter us?
We're not seasoned ghost hunters by now. Come on now.
You get possessed in a basement one time.
Come on. You get no credit.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, Boydson's not going to sleep if I tell her this.
I mean, I get it. If you would have told me that at Malvern, I would have... So, been like hell to the no.
It was right over my shoulder. I turned around and it was just this big black thing, which it could have been anything.
No.
Hold on.
No.
But it terrified me because like my heart literally jumped out of my chest. And then like I blinked and it was gone. And like I said, we were turning off lights. There was some lights still on because there was one light I remember we couldn't figure out how to turn off. It could have just been like my mind playing tricks on me. It could have been anything. It scared me for that 1 second and then I was fine. Like I was not scared.
But that's how it always is. It's not, I mean, like that's how our brains work.
Right.
We try to rationalize.
But I'm saying like I didn't feel any negative like
sure
energy. I didn't feel anything bad or like someone was watching me. I didn't feel any of that.
I want to say though, Stephanie has mentioned that there is a shadow figure in that room specifically.
It had like no shape. It was just this big black blob when I turned around over my shoulder and then it was gone.
That's scary.
Two things.
She has thoughts.
I was thinking about you because I was like, Boydson's not going to sleep if I tell her there was a shadow.
You could have told me. Thought number one is you had a paranormal experience and I'm very happy for you. And thought number two is if you ever withhold information from me again, this is the end of the podcast.
Listen, you felt possessed in that basement. You didn't sleep that night. And I was like, if I tell her that right now there was a shadow, she's not going
to
sleep.
You should have told her because it adds to the validity of the experience at the time. But it's okay. I understand why you didn't.
I was trying to protect you. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I wanted you to sleep.
Thank you, but no.
Okay. So that happened. just FYI.
That's amazing. So I just want to say, though, that the two, like, I would say, listening to you talk, the most significant experiences you've had are, well, that's pretty significant right there. And at Malvern, when you saw a shadow going up the stairs when we were.
Yes. Was that at Malvern?
Yes, it was. Because that place, I had the same problem that Boydston had where I couldn't sleep the whole night.
Yes. And again, you guys are giving me more reason not to tell you things until the next day.
I mean, you didn't have to tell me that and I still would have felt horrible. Same thing for her. So anyhow, all right. So that was the basement. I do want to add on that I got an injury from sliding around a pole in the basement.
Yes, I do remember that.
FYI, I'm okay. Thank you for checking on me.
But I did have the overnight audio for all of the basement as well.
Yes.
I heard footsteps quite a few times. And this is all after we've gone to bed. Like, I wait until I can tell we've gone to bed and you don't hear us anymore.
Sure.
So I heard footsteps quite a few times. A couple maybe EVPs, but they're super distant. So it's like they're not by the recorder. It makes it sound like they're in another room.
Yeah. But I can hear it when you hold it up to the mic. Like, I can hear what you're talking about.
I can hear it. I just can't make out what it's saying.
Sure.
Banging a couple times. It almost sounded like something got dropped. Door slamming. Got that on recorder. Heard the rocking chair moving quite a few times.
Yes, and you can hear it creaking.
You can hear it creaking, and then it does it for a few seconds, and then like a few minutes later, it does it again, and it's almost for a full minute, and you can tell it starts to slow down.
Spooky rocking chair down
spooky
there.
Spooky rocking chair, and that's one of the reports. So door creaking, I got that a lot of times where it sounds like someone's opening a door.
So I had the camera from overnight. Mm-hmm. And our camera, the one that we put downstairs, makes a lot of noises overnight. So I can't really hear anything. It progressively got louder over like the hour and a half, 2 hours that I had for that one. But in the beginning, like the first 10, 15 minutes, there's no like clicking or background noises. And at around 8 to 9 minutes, I'm just like, you know, I have my earbuds in, everything's full blast because it's completely silent in the background. So I'm like, oh, I want to hear the things. And then bam, like a door slammed right next to the camera. And when I tell you, I about had a fucking heart attack in that moment.
Because you're just listening to like white noise for hours and there's nothing. And then you hear something really loud and your heart jumps.
Oh my God. It was horrifying. Like I think I screamed in my room. It was like 1 o'clock in the morning. I freaked my own self out. I went back and I'm like, did I just hear that? It wasn't a click. It was definitely something slamming next to it. And there was nothing else. Like you can't hear us walking around. There's nothing else for me to say. Oh, that was totally us.
Nope. And we definitely slept for a few hours. So there was nothing going on. Yeah.
And far away, you know what? We set the cameras and the recorders pretty far away, actually, from where we stayed overnight.
We were on another whole floor.
Well, yeah. Yeah. And you can hear stuff upstairs, but like we were on the opposite end of the house.
Yeah.
Anyways, I think that's all we got downstairs, right?
Yeah. Pretty much just footsteps, banging, doors, in the rocking chair.
Yeah. So it turns out that the basement has quite a bit of action. Before we move out, though, I want to add in something that Stephanie said, and you may have added this in the audio, but there was a corner in one of the dirt rooms, the dirt floor rooms, where she said something is digging constantly. And maybe that's what we were hearing.
The shuffling.
The shuffling. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because there's like a hole in one of the corners in one of the rooms.
Like she thinks it's an animal or?
She says that they have cameras down there and they don't see animals down there.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
But they can hear something digging constantly.
Weird.
And that may have been what we were hearing with the shuffling noise or the dragging noise, maybe?
Maybe.
Weird.
Okay.
All right. Let's get out of the basement.
Let's go. I'm over it. Let's go upstairs.
It makes me scared.
Well, don't tell Lindsay that. She'll withhold sightings.
Hold on. I do want to ask you, did you get any feelings down there this time?
No.
Okay. That's good.
But she didn't want to push it, which I understand.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because you don't want to get to that level of discomfort. Much. I get it. All right. So then we moved up to, let's say, the main floor.
The main floor.
The first floor.
Played some catching a serial killer. Or not serial killer, but catch a killer.
By the way, the best time ever.
That was so much fun.
And we solved Jamie's murder.
We did.
It took us like 2 to 3 hours, but we did it.
Mm-hmm. We overcomplicated we things.
We did.
And I had to re-listen. I had to relive the whole thing because I could hear us talking downstairs. It's really fun.
It is a fun game. So we had fun doing that because, again, if you ignore them.
That's what we were hoping for.
They will come. So we did that. Also down there is where our safe spot spit.
That's right.
Safe space is, which we do not investigate where our safe space is. That's our rule of thumb. There's a lot of skeletons. There is a mannequin of Goldie. They say is Goldie, but.
Yes. It's actually.
It's not Goldie. Not.
Yes. What did they say about that?
It's called her.
Her name is her.
Her, yeah.
She called her Goldie. There's some family still living that were like, no, absolutely not. That's not Goldie. Don't portray her like that.
Yes, because it's like a scary looking witch.
Yeah.
All right. So she did say that Tony Pickman, who owns the Sally House, or did, he had a lot to do with this
mannequin. Yeah.
She looks like what you would figure a witch looks like. Like a hag witch. Okay. I mean, she's beautiful, but she's big and scary.
She is. So we didn't investigate on the main floor.
Right.
So second floor, there's a couple rooms up there that we did investigate. We did some live from the children's room, which has all of the dolls, which is terrifying.
Raggedy Andy Bell. That's what I called him.
Yes. And did the Phasma box here as well.
Mm-hmm. That's where we started our night. I don't know that we recorded from that.
We might not have.
We didn't because we were doing a live.
When we did the live, we were doing the Phasma box. And that is when... did you have on the headphones at the time?
Mm-hmm. I think, yeah, we did some turns, yeah.
And she kept saying she was hearing Sarah's or the Sarah's. I remember you saying that.
Yes.
And you heard it in my voice. Several times we talked about the mimic, but that was the first time because you were kind of like weirded out about like, I heard him say the Sarah's.
Yes.
And it was your voice talking to me.
So there is reports, one of the hauntings is a mimic. Mm-hmm. And supposedly it hangs out kind of in the bathrooms is what I remember.
Yeah.
But it will mimic your voice. And
the children's room is right next to the bathroom.
Right.
Yeah.
And so in the Phasma box, multiple times throughout the night, I heard my voice come through, say Sarah's, which is what I call you guys. And then I heard your voice come through as well, saying my name once. And so that was just kind of weird because like you hear these voices and there are these creepy, weird voices, but like the way it said it, I was like, whoa, that's Sarah's voice or whoa, that's my voice.
Yeah. And because Stephanie said that she recommended that the bathrooms were the most haunted, we didn't spend any time there in the last investigation. So we went ahead and spent some time there this time. There was two bathrooms on the second floor that we spent time in. The first one was like in the main hallway that Lindsay's referring to that has the mimic there.
Yes.
And there are two very creepy dolls set right outside.
One's dressed as a nun. Why do they have dolls dressed as nuns? I don't get it.
And then, oh gosh, what was the other one's name?
Timothy.
Or
they're both in my TikTok that I made.
You know what? They're both terrible.
They're both scary. Terrifying.
We spent 10, 15 minutes there. I had that audio.
It's either Timothy or Thomas.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, no, I can't remember. We used the REM pod and the app on the phone. and the absent child rival and kill. Lindsay said she could hear her own voice and my voice on the Phasma box. Mm-hmm. And you also heard it say Sarah and Sarah's. So you must have mentioned it during that recording.
Yeah.
I heard a moan in real time, but I couldn't hear it on the recorder. Okay. And it turns out I was hearing a lot of things when I was listening back. I was sitting on the floor near the doorway. Lindsay was more on the hallway. Mm-hmm. So I felt like you probably could have heard it more. But
I was in the hallway. One
saying, I heard that. I heard that. I kept saying over and over. But I couldn't hear anything on the recorder, which is annoying. Then Lindsay says she could hear something downstairs. And at one point, I can barely hear a noise. And then I say, I can hear a tapping and then a growl. But I can't hear it on the recorder. And then I make Boydston switch places with me because I think I'm going crazy. I keep saying, I hear it again. And I clarify for the billionth time, it was not Lindsay's stomach.
Thank you.
I'm like, that has to be your stomach. And we all called it out. That it was in an 11-minute recording, I think 8 times, one of us said, that was my stomach. Well, that was my stomach. And these other times, I'm like, that was your stomach, right? That was just no. You're like, no, it's not my stomach.
I'm just glad it wasn't me saying, was that your stomach?
Well, you know, we're trying to rule things out. And at one point, I hear a small, huh. And then Lindsay responds saying she can hear that right after that.
Hmm.
And it almost sounds like my voice saying, huh.
Interesting. And you can hear that on the recording?
I can, very, very quietly.
Interesting.
I can hear me saying, huh. But it wasn't me.
The thing I like about the Sarahs is I think it originally said Sarah, and I think we were on Instagram Live.
Yeah.
And I got – well, I didn't get offended. I was just like, okay, now we always most of the time assume that it's Sarah and never me. And so I want to know which Sarah you're talking about. And Lindsay said both.
That was yes. – I have it in the attic recording, which we'll get to, where it said Sarah's, which sounded like my voice. And then right after that, I said there's two.
Yeah, so it clarified twice.
It was us. It was talking to both of us.
Thank goodness.
So if we're going to the other bathroom, let's go to the library bathroom.
Yes.
So this is a bathroom that's in the library that we also didn't go to the first time around.
That's right.
Because I think it was still, she was doing stuff.
It was really, it was really hot in there.
So we went there, and this is a very, very narrow bathroom.
Yes, we had to, like, line up in a row.
I'm, like, sitting on the floor in front of the sink. There's, like, a little, like, seat. And Boydston's sitting on the seat, like a bench seat, and you're sitting on the toilet.
Yep.
Not going potty, but.
My knee's all jacked, so I cannot sit on the floor.
Sitting on the toilet lid.
Yes.
So right away, and this is one of the last places we went, and I am so sorry because we are just ridiculous throughout this entire thing.
Again, not drunk at all. We just but that's how we are.
Crazy.
We'd be crazy.
So Sarah, like I said, is sitting on the toilet, but she's not like actually going potty.
Thank you for clarifying.
The flashlight turned on. We did get quite a few flashlight responses in this place. Boydston said, I win. I heard you. Flashlight goes on right after you said that. And then, as soon as the flashlight came on 5 seconds later, you said, Sarah Hine.
Yes, you did call me out.
Mm-hmm. First and last. And then me and you were like, oh my gosh, it just said, you know, your first and last name.
That never happens.
And then Boydston said, what did you think it would say?
Okay, rude. Listen, I felt excited that Ghost called me out.
A little bit later, are you guys being weird? And I said, always.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then it says, do you want to talk to me? Because I think we were completely ignoring it.
That's it's amazing. Sad whenever a spirit acknowledges that it's being ignored. Like,
hello.
And so we were like, yeah, do you want to talk to us? And it said, I do.
Oh.
And then the flashlight came on again. I got a girl's voice that came through that you said very clearly said, my name is Emma.
Oh.
Which.
That's a pretty name.
Before this, and we'll talk about this, we were in the attic and I was listening on the Phasma box and I heard very clearly, my name is M. So. And that's why we asked right after that, oh, Emma, did you follow us? Blah, blah, blah. And Boydston said, sure. We said, how old are you? And we got the answer, 26. So then you hand over the headphones. Sarah is listening in on the Phasma box and the flashlight goes off again and you said the cabinet facing you, which I was facing the cabinets. And then said, it's him. Flashlight response again. We asked, are you a woman? You said no. I say that I heard a tap. And right afterwards, you said, it's the last person.
It's creepy for me to hear these responses. I don't know how you feel about it because I I know what I'm saying, like, in the moment, mm-hmm. but I have no idea how it applies to what you're talking about.
Right.
And when I'm saying them, I feel like these are so weird. Like, this means nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But then you realize actually you're asking questions that yeah. maybe they make sense.
It said Facebook, which I just thought was kind of weird.
Definitely.
Flashlight went off right after that, too. Then you said, I killed him. Then you said, go to bed. Please get out. And so Boydson and I are like, oh, yeah, we're going to go to bed soon. Like, this is our last stop. We're kind of talking about that. And you go, no. And then Boydson, you said, I have a question. Is it okay if Lindsay farts? And Sarah, you said, is there another way? And I go, I don't think so. Like, kind of like laughing. And you go, then why not?
Perfect. Ghost permission.
You've been permission to queef.
Because my stomach was making noises and I kept calling it out. And I was like, oh, that's my stomach's voice. And I was like, Lindsay needs to fart. Is that okay? And we had intelligent responses to that.
Everybody farts, Lindsay.
I know. Claim it or blame it. Mm-hmm. I am.
Yeah, you're the queen of that.
Yeah.
Okay, I had an audio in the library. We set it right at the door while we were gone. We left for dinner for a little while. And this was still like in the evening time.
And what's the significance of the library? Just
the,
to recap.
The library is where Charles shot himself and attempted suicide. Mm-hmm. He did not pass away until later in a different room.
Right.
But that is where that took place.
Okay.
So we, in the past, have gotten significant flashlight responses. We got lots of good spirit box responses there the last time we were there.
Just to jump in, the anniversary of that event was 5 days before when we visited.
That's correct. Awesome. Yeah, so we thought it would be a good idea to set a recorder there. And I really didn't get anything, just knocking. And I may have heard footsteps at some point. There is a dog barking consistently in the background.
I heard that in some point. Recordings.
I hear a couple clicks right next to the recorder at some point. But really nothing else. I was hoping to get maybe a whisper next to the recorder, but mm-hmm. no go. The only other spot we spent time in on this floor was kind of the newer. It's not a new room, obviously.
New to us, yeah.
It's a new to new us to room. Us,
yeah. She was cleaning it out last time we were there.
Tell us about it.
It's, well, it's a closet, but she transformed it into this cute little sitting room with mirrors.
And lots of mirrors.
Two chairs.
Yeah.
A little light. It's like a little meditation room, maybe.
It is. It does have a little bit of a creepy vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we spent the very last part of our night there before we went to bed.
Yeah, I have that recording.
Okay.
Right off the bat. So Lindsay's sitting just outside the room in a chair in the hall, and Sarah and I are in the room.
Because this is right across from where the door that always opens.
Correct.
And I had a big problem with that last time we were there. So I was like, I'm going to catch this door opening.
Yeah.
So right off the bat, Lindsay says, ready, set. And then Sarah and I say, go. But right as we were saying go, Lindsay says, fire. And we're like, oh, we got that one wrong.
Fire.
Ready, oh, set, for fire. God's sake.
We don't get really a whole lot on the Phasma box. And I can't say that we got any EVPs because Lindsay had the Phasma box turned up so loud that I could basically hear it.
Yeah. I know. I've noticed that too on the Phasma box with the recordings. Like, you can hear.
Okay.
Not what it's any. Saying, but you can hear like enough that.
So later on, Sarah and I are talking about going to bed. And then just very few seconds later, Lindsay says, go to bed.
It is so interesting. We got so many responses in different rooms to go to bed.
Yeah.
Like, they were like, dude,
they were
go to
over
bed
us.
So we can
They
party.
Were over you two.
Yes. We were. Excuse me. You were the one who was like, Lindsay, you want to fart?
I was trying to be cognizant of your colon health.
Thank you. I appreciate it. My colon's doing great.
I feel offended that you say they were over us. Because I thought I was trying to be very nice and respectful.
I was not a Zach at all at this place.
We laughed a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how we are. You know what, McIntyre? I'm sorry.
I did get kind of spooky vibes from that closet, though.
Mm-hmm. It is kind of sweet. I don't know if it's painted extremely dark in there. I don't know if it's black or purple. Either way. It's
purple.
It's purple.
It's like a midnight purple.
Very dark. And the curtains are blackout. And there are like 10 mirrors on the opposite wall. It's a very small space. I think I even mentioned something about feeling something like mm-hmm. a creepy vibe in the corner. If I didn't mention that, I definitely got one.
Yeah.
And there was one by the light. There's two chairs set by the window. There's a corner with a light. And right over there by the light is where I kept feeling like somebody was standing or like I felt like a presence. And then every time I'd feel like I'd say something, then Lindsay would spout something off that was like made sense to what I was talking about.
Okay.
It's just interesting about that room is because the first time we went, it was just a closet. It was piled with stuff. We didn't even try and go in
it. You couldn't even
go in. Absolutely not. No. But one of the first things that Stephanie showed us, the first piece of evidence, whenever we first met Stephanie, is from her recorder and this blood-curdling scream.
Yes.
And I just wish that I could capture something like that.
Well, we did get a scream, remember, from the first time we were at McIntyre, and it was facing down that hallway. So
we did.
It may have been from that room. I don't know.
Yeah.
We didn't get anything that night, but maybe the next time we go back, we will. It's very cool.
Yeah.
So you guys ready to head up to
the attic?
Did you get anything from the overnight there?
No, okay. I did not. If I did in the last like 30 minutes, I'll double check. I'll let you know.
Okay.
But no, it was dead quiet there.
Oh.
I thought it was the purple room downstairs because I didn't realize that paint was purple.
It's very purple. It was black. Hmm.
So we went up to the attic, which we were really excited about because we hadn't been up there. And it's huge. Unfinished.
Yeah.
She's still got stuff up there. She's got couches and decorations, skeletons.
Oh, fun fact. She has the creepiest hanging
body.
What would you say? Body mummy? Yes. It's like wrapped.
It looks like a cocoon. It
does look like a cocoon. It's horrifying. And there's no warning. There's
no warning. As soon as you see it like out the corner of your eye, you're like, oh my gosh.
It's hanging upside down from a beam. It's horrifying. Yes. Thank you, Stephanie. You scared me.
So it was a very cool area. We did the Phasma box here, and I have this recording. So we get up there. We set up some flashlights. We set up the REM pod. There is a motion, like, detected light that she has up there. And we moved it kind of further away from us because we kept setting it off.
Right.
So we introduced ourselves. And as soon as we did, we get, you're kidding. And I think Boydson is listening at this point.
Okay.
I just want to point out before you go on, the attic is the only place during this visit that I felt really uncomfortable.
So funny you say that. I was just about to say the same thing. We said all night, we don't feel anything. We don't feel anything. And then, to be honest, that was the only place that I felt uncomfortable.
Really?
Yes. And I wanted to leave, but I wanted to stay because I knew we hadn't been there. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't uncomfortable enough for me to be like, let's get out of here.
Right.
But it was the only place that I felt like something was happening.
Did you feel like unwelcome there or?
No, I just felt like a presence like over my shoulder the whole time.
Just uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Okay. So right away, they didn't really like us. We were trying to ask questions. We said, do you like Stephanie? And it said, Stephanie, don't think so.
Oh, on the Phasma box.
Mm-hmm. And then we got Sarah.
Yes.
I'm Annie. And you said that was in a kid's voice. So then, you know, me and Sarah are trying to talk to Annie. Like, Annie, how old are you? Annie, what is this place to you? And you say, quit talking.
Typical.
And then,
or was it me?
And you said that was in a different voice. And then another voice you got, hi, Annie. Right after that. So you said it was like multiple people coming through. Then you said they're watching. Then I think you're fun.
Aw. See? Somebody thinks you're fun.
I'm just kidding. And then I hear on the recorder, because we're recording during this time, a meow. And we are up on essentially it's the third floor of an attic.
Yeah.
And we could kind of hear dogs barking a little bit, but like this meow sounded like it was closer.
A ghost
than
cat.
Than outside.
We have heard ghost cats before. Mm-hmm. At Sally House.
And yeah, Sarah, you kept talking about hearing tapping behind you.
Mm-hmm.
And we were set up kind of like you two were facing each other on a couch and then I was like at the head. And so there was a lot of empty space behind you, Sarah. Behind
me, which is maybe why I was feeling a little freaked out.
Yeah.
Because it was just like vast open area.
And that's where the lights were all set up too.
Yeah. Yeah. And they kept going off. And I couldn't see them, but I was like, oh, I feel like the lights going off.
And you would hear tapping and the lights would go off.
Yes. Yeah.
So we ask Annie, are you still here? Because it had been a couple minutes.
Oh, and God. Did we sing Annie, are you okay?
We did.
I knew it.
Boydson said, back in a couple. And that's when I said, Annie, are you okay? And then we go, Annie, are you okay?
I knew it was coming.
We did. We
I
had
knew
to.
It was going to happen.
It was.
Oh, boy.
Boydson said then that she got lots of voices saying hi, like various voices.
Oh.
We asked, what is this place to you? And Boydson said, former hell.
Oh, no.
Which we were like, oh, I'm so sorry, blah, blah, blah. So we were trying to emphasize there. And then we hear a tap. I turned on the camera because I thought I saw something out of the corner of my eye. And the battery was, like, completely drained. And this was really, like, the second place we went.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I had taken pictures before we sat down to do this. And the battery was at 75%. So the battery was almost that completely
battery.
Dead.
Battery. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, there was, like, I thought I saw something, could have just been, like, a car driving by, because there's all these windows, and turned on the camera, and I was like, oh, the battery's drained, and you were like, that's weird, and then you said, did you scare Lindsay? And Sarah Boydson, you go, you need to learn.
They were over us, like, minute one.
And as soon as she said, you need to learn, you heard a tap behind you.
Okay.
Then the flashlight turned on after that.
Yeah.
And you said that it got really cold over by where you were.
I'm going to go ahead and say this was the most responsive, reactive area for us, I think, the whole night.
Mm-hmm. So this is only 15 minutes in.
Yeah.
And you're saying, you know, it's getting cold. I can hear the tapping. The lights are going off. At this point, Boydson, you hand me the headphones. So I start doing the headphones. And I say, search, investigate. And then I said, Cindy, are you okay? And Cindy is my mom's name.
Oh, no.
And I don't think I said that to you guys then, but after I said, Cindy, are you okay? Boydson said, did you guys, you said, like, Cindy, are you okay? And Sarah goes, we already did that with Annie.
Late to the party again.
No, I was like, all three of us are on the same page. While you guys were singing that, you heard another tap behind you. And I can hear these taps on the recorder as well. All right, yes. Good. So it's kind of cool to hear the tap and then you would call it out.
Okay.
I can't tell if it's an EVP or if it's the Phasma box picking up, because I can kind of hear it too, because the recorder is literally right in front of me and I'm listening.
That's okay.
You guys ask, can you tell us who you are? And I say, you are.
Oh.
Which makes me kind of think it's the mimic again. Like, just repeating that back. Yes.
Okay, mimic. Come through.
At this point, also, Boydson, you say that you saw something out of your peripheral that you said was like a bright light that was fleeting.
Cool.
Okay. Remember that? Shortly after that, I said my mother-in-law's name.
Okay. Which is?
Julie.
Okay.
You guys asked, do you like to hide up here? And I said, I'm trying to. And then I said, have a nice day.
Okay.
Thank you.
They're always very dismissive. Like, they're over it.
At this point, Sarah, you said that you feel anxious. And that you're feeling uncomfortable.
Yep, there it is.
And then I said, you're left.
Which is where I was hearing all the taps.
Yes.
And can we just say, and I know some of you guys know this because we talked about it to some of our friends, but like, we had come up there earlier the night, and this is October, right? Like, this is not hot time of year.
It's kind
of
cool, yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Sorry.
There's a point to this. We come upstairs, there's like 1,000 flies over in this area where we are sitting,
not just in front of else. Just these few windows,
correct,
not any other window.
Yes and some alive, some dead. There are so a many ton of them.
Yes.
And the majority of them are like in front of me and to my left, and to my left is where I keep hearing all these clicks.
Mm-hmm. So we instantly get like Amityville vibes.
100%.
And I was like, uh-oh.
Yes.
So after I said you're left, a flashlight went off again. Mm-hmm. And Boydson, you said that you saw a white mist right before the flashlight lit up and a shadow shot up afterwards.
Mm. I do remember that, actually.
Scary. I hate that for me. But I also love that for me.
Hate slash love.
You were seeing things. And like, your back was to the wall. So like, there was nothing behind you. Like, there was empty space behind both of us.
You could see what was behind
me. So you could see everything behind her.
And I was feeling. So this is kind of, this is a cool experiment. Like, I was feeling and saying things and you were validating.
And the Phasma box is saying on your left.
Right. This is cool. I like it.
So after that, you're kind of talking about that and what you saw to Sarah. I said no.
Okay.
You guys said, thanks for turning the light off, because the flashlight went back off. And I said, is that too much? And then I said, leave.
Oh boy.
It can't work. Go away. Is it chilly?
Which
you had talked about being cold.
Yeah, it was.
I said, are they real? And then the flashlight turned on right as I said that. And I said that I heard an evil laugh and some hissing. Flashlight turned on again. I said, Rachel, there was a flash of light on your left, per Sarah. You said you saw a flash of light out of your peripheral.
which, damn, that left. That spot is not cool.
It's not. Then I said, I'm Vivian, which that's the first time we heard that name come through.
Yeah.
And then I said, my name is M. You guys said, we have another question. I said, I'm not telling you. And the flashlight went off again. Sarah, you heard a tap to your right this time.
Weird.
I said, Jesus Christ. And then I said, Sarah's. And at that point, I said, this sounds like my voice. It sounds like a mimic. And then you guys said, which Sarah? And I said, there's two.
Ah, love that for the clarification.
Mm-hmm. And then you guys asked who else is here. And I said, who do you think is here?
Okay.
And you were like, I don't know. And I said, you know.
Oh my gosh, rude spirits.
And then after that, I said, it's me. And that was it. After I said, it's me, you guys were like, okay, I think.
It's time.
It's time to go.
I'm going
to
head out.
There was lots of tapping and clicking, and you guys were feeling uncomfortable. You're like, okay, it's time.
I'm surprised we lasted as long as we did.
It was about 35 minutes.
We did a really good job up there. We didn't get scared. We didn't get freaked out. We were very calm.
Mm-hmm.
And even when I was hearing clicking and being uncomfortable, I just was like, there's a click. I'm uncomfortable. It's cold.
Yes.
I was trying very hard to be cool. Now, I want to tell you guys a story. And when you said it's Rachel, that validated something because I don't remember hearing that in the moment. But my name when I was born was almost Rachel. So everywhere we go, in my head, I always think, if you can hear me or see me, just call me Rachel.
Really?
That's a very true
story. I have never heard you tell us that. Because
I'm never going to say that until...
until someone said Rachel?
Until you say it's Rachel.
So that name had significance for you. And I didn't think about it at the time that it said my mom's name, then my mother-in-law's name almost within a minute apart.
Yeah. Yeah. And well, we had heard that it wasn't, was it an orphanage? Maybe?
It was a rooming house. Okay. But it says that the house was home to large numbers of relatives, including many, many children.
Okay. So we asked her about why we would hear children's spirits there. And she answered mostly that there was like maybe relatives or children that were just passing through kind of a situation, but nothing really ever on the books. But we did get a lot of kid spirits, which I thought was interesting because I don't think we did the time before.
We had lots of names come through, like ton of names for, you know, versus all the places we've been. We had all three of our names come through, which I don't think has ever happened before. Yeah. And we had your last name come through as well.
Which has never happened for me.
Right. And you had a name that had personal significance to you. I had two names that had personal significance to me.
Yeah.
So it's just weird.
They're hearing this there for sure.
But I think we had very intelligent responses in the attic.
Oh, yeah. Let's go back for a third.
You guys going to handle it?
I will do it. And if you see a shadow, you need to tell us.
I will tell you.
So sorry this episode is a little long, but turns out we had a lot to include in it, and it was a really awesome experience for the second time. Mm-hmm. So it just goes to show, like, even if you go somewhere for just once, try going back. You'll get really good experiences the second time around.
Mm-hmm. We'll be back in 2022.
Yeah. Stephanie.
We love Stephanie. We can't wait to go back. We highly recommend this place, guys.
Absolutely.
I know we've already given this place a rating, but based off just this past experience, what's your rating?
Oh, still high. Still haunted. I think it has both
residual
and also
active
energy.
Yeah. What would you rate it on a scale of 10?
I don't know. 8 or 9?
I was going to say 8. I think I'm an 8 right now. Definitely want to go back. I mean, the place is amazing.
We love it.
Can't wait to go back. It's so definitely an 8 out of 10. You guys should go check it out.
Well, thanks, guys, so much for tuning into this week's episode of our haunted investigation where we revisit the McIntyre Villa. Like I said, if you guys want to hear the whole history behind this, make sure you tune in to episode 25 and you can hear everything, including our experience the first time around. You can always catch us online at thetipsyghost.com and find our socials from there, or you can send us an email to thetipsyghost@gmail.com.
Please give us a 5-star rating and a great review anywhere you listen to podcasts. We really appreciate it, and it really does help.
It sure does. All right, guys, thanks so much for tuning in this week. We will catch you guys next week.
Okay, bye.
Bye.